Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2. Verse 4, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and different miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. So we could come down here, verse 8, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, that thou hast put all suggestion under his feet. He's left nothing that is under him. But now we see not all things under him. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angel, a fallen angel, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. I'm talking about intercession. He shall taste death for every man. He tasted death for every human being. Now, a born again human being you can't taste it when you die.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You taste the joy.
Yes.
You can't taste it. Yeah. You can't smell it. You can't see it. You can't hear it. And you can't feel it.
Mm. Oh, come on. Amen.
Thank God.
You just depart. If you're not born again, then other arrangements will be made for you. And you will taste it. And you will feel it. I want to go a little further with this. It became him for whom are all things, by whom are all things, bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect or mature through sufferings. For both he that sanctifies and they that are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Oh, that's what hit me. That's what hit me. When I had that little book by E.W. Kenyon, The Blood Covenant, that hit me right there. Jesus of Nazareth is my blood brother. Oh, yes. There's a blood connection between us. And I don't speak that blood lightly.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
I'm
very reverent to that blood. Yes. But I use it.
Yes.
It is a weapon.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The blood and the name together.
Yes.
When I was there at ORU and they assigned me to go to the invalid room and there were people that were just too far gone to be out there with crowds and make them. Some of them came in ambulances and that kind of thing. Yeah. And that first night that I was there, and Brother Steele said, now you outline the message. Said, you outline what the Reverend preaches. And then it takes about 5 to 7 minutes to pray for his partners. And he had all of his partners on microfiche. And some of you younger ones don't have a clue what microfiche is. Back in the day, they used that to save newspaper companies would use it. And you take a picture of it and then shrink it down and had all of his partners on there and he would hold it in his hands. Well, I have mine on the USB, so. And I carry it in my pocket with a gold coin. And he walked in there and he looked. There was a woman about as far as from here to the corner there and a nurse with an old army military cot. And You could tell that she was quite elderly. Now, he pulled me over there to him and said, you're going to do the praying. And you're going to do the laying on of hands. I could just feel all the color going out of my face. He said, well, don't worry about it. If you make a mistake, I'll fix it. So what was he doing? He was training me by the Holy Spirit to depend on the Spirit in him. Matthew 4:4, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We walked over there, and I said, and so I was studying Brother Hagin, the power and authority of the name of Jesus. It was conferred upon him. He got it by right of combat. And anyway, and when he was raised from the dead, he has command authority, a commander general, Lord, advocate general of the church. I said, in the name of Jesus, that's for our God, right over here. You foul, unclean spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whose I am and whom I serve, take your hands off of God's property now. Of the line of the tribe of Judah. Because I can't do it. But under that anointing, I'm telling you, my hair felt like it's sticking straight up. And the nurse had her by the back, holding her, but she's too weak for us to pray for. She spit that stomach tumor out. It was still moving. I thought that thing looks just like a jellyfish. She got up and started running.
Glory to God.
Her nurse chasing her thinks she's going to die in a second. What do you do? He didn't minister. He interceded for her. He went before the throne with a command. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, I will do it. That word means command. He commanded in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Whom I am and whom I serve. You take your hands off of God's property.
Yes.
Now.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Well, this has come up in my spirit two or three times. I'll share this with you before I go any further. We were in Memphis, Tennessee, first meeting. And thank you, dude. Bob DeWeese, associate evangelist with Brother Roberts, and he was captain of the airplane. Well, it was the first trip on that airplane. And you have to realize what this thing was. Well, not a thing. It's a magnificent piece of equipment. It was a converted World War II Lockheed PV-2 Ventura medium bomber. Two Pratt & Whitney R-19, let's see, R-2800s, 2,000 horsepower to the side. Well, on those big engines like that, you have to check the oil every time you fly it. So I was busy at that, and I got up there on top of it. I measured it, and already knew that they had that brand of oil. And I said, I need two. He said, 2 quarts? I said, no, 2 gallons. serviced all that. Well, by the time I got there, and that you had to hear some word and get a chance to get healed before you got the prayer card. And I walked in there, and you could smell the sickness. And it frightened me. And just froze me. I just walked out the exit door and walked out there. And then the Lord said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going home. I'm going to Tulsa. They can get that airplane home any way they can." I said, "I'm just going to go get on a bus or something." And I heard this in my spirit. "Do you realize I could have filled you with an angel?" "What?" He said, "Well, what do you think a demon-possessed man is?" He said, "Who was Lucifer, the archangel of music, and he rebelled?" He said, "I wouldn't trust you with an angel. I filled you with myself. I'm on the inside of you. You're not the healer. Oral Roberts is not the healer. Robert DeVries is not the healer. I'm the healer. And I'm the one that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I have called and anointed you to do something about this. Now, what are you going to do?" I said, "Let me in there." I had to grow up. And some of it I had to grow up fast, rapidly. So, "For both he that sanctifies are all of one, so not ashamed to call him, saying, 'I will declare your name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee, and again I'll put my trust in him and the children which God hath given me.'" Now notice this. "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy." One translation says, "paralyze him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Now we're back to intercession again. Through fear of death. "Since therefore these his children share in flesh and blood in the physical nature of human beings, he himself in a similar manner partook of the same nature, that by going through death he might bring him to naught, that by going through death he might bring to naught and make of no effect in him who had the power of death, that is the devil, that also he might deliver and completely set free all those who through the haunting fear of death were held in bondage throughout the course of their whole lives." And now listen to this. You are so full of power. I mean, you are so full of power. The spirit that created this universe is on the inside. And for us to say, "Oh Lord, send more power." I was praying that one day, and the Lord said, "Where am I going to get it?" He said, "I wish you'd shut that up." He said, "I'm number one here. I can't say Kenneth needs more power." He said, "What's wrong with thank you?" "Oh, be with me on this trip. Be with me on this trip." Those are prayers of the uninformed.
That's good. That's good.
Amen. So full of power. Friend of mine called me I hear you minister about a citation 10. I said, that's right. He said, Copeland, when you put the power up on that thing, it better be pointed in the right direction. Oh, yeah. It's a fast airplane. Well, then the other manufacturers caught up with it. But I want to point out, there's power in you, and you better be pointed in the right direction.
So good.
Why are you using that power? What is your motive? Motive is everything. Why are you praying like you are praying? Why are you not praying at all? Why are you in so such a hurry that you don't have time to pray?
Yeah.
What's the last thing you pray before you go to sleep? What's the first thing you say when you wake up? My routine. Gloria, the love of my life. Oh my. I just roll over there and say, good night, my love. No. And then I say to the Lord, I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. And I love my neighbor as myself, fulfilling all the law and the prophets. But then thank you, Master, for what you said in the 13th chapter of John, the 34th verse. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. And all men will know you're my disciples by the way you love one another. So the kingdom of God is based on love. It's a love kingdom.
Yes.
It's a love king.
Yes.
1 Peter 2. Now, everybody jumps to the 24th verse. There's 23 ahead of it. This thing is conditional. And if you're interceding for someone, you need to do the whole thing. Wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisies, envies, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You also as lively or living stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Therefore also it is contained in the scripture. Okay, here we go. Glory to God. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be convicted. And some guy comes up and said, I can prove that Jesus was an Indian, chief cornerstone. Just missed the whole thing. Go back, your babe desiring the sincere milk of the word. I understand. Dear Lord. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which would be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. The stone of a stumbling and rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they are pointed. But you are glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You are a chosen generation. One translation says, you are a special generation. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar special people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now the people of God, which had obtained mercy, but now obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conduct honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be see your good works, which they shall behold. Glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. For whose? For the Lord's sake. Whether it be to the king as supreme, or whether it be to the president or the Congress, or to governors. I don't like it. Didn't say anything about liking them. Honor them. They're in the office, however they got there. Or unto governors of them sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for praise of them that do well. When they don't do their job, that's your business.
That's right. That's right.
We're working on something here.
Amen.
All right, here we go. For so is the will of God that by well doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, for the servants of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the froward. In other words, proper respect.
Yes.
For this is thankworthy. If a man for conscience toward God endure grief and suffering wrongfully, for what glory is it if we be buffeted for our faults, you shall take it patiently. But if when you do yet well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even whereunto you are called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed, for we were as sheep going astray, but have returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. It's not just the 24th verse.
Yes, right.
There's a number of conditions there. Did you get anything out of that?
The Bible says the power of life and death are in your tongue. What would happen if every word out of your mouth was aligned with God's word? Your words shape your life, and it's time to put them to work for good. Get the audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland, Words of Prayer, Words of Faith, and begin using the power of your tongue for life instead of death. Whatever you say, believe you receive. Go to God's Word, find the promise that covers your situation, then base your prayers on it, and keep your words aligned with it all the time. The prayer of faith is simply communicating with God to receive what He's already done. He's already provided healing, given you spiritual armor, met your needs, defeated the devil, and so much more. Jesus said, "You speak to the mountain, and whatever you say, believe you receive it." Learn to get in the receiving position and speak only words of faith. Request your free copy of Words of Prayer, Words of Faith, available on MP3 disc or digital download. In this series by Kenneth Copeland, you'll discover how to use faith-filled words the way God intended and change your world today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
KCBC is where I built a solid faith foundation before I started my career.
With our busy schedules, finding a college with a close community and shared values was so important to us.
And we found it here.
At KCBC, I renewed my identity in Christ. I got a second chance and found my purpose.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a community of family and faith here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Through practical and classroom education, get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry with faith, integrity, and excellence. Get hands-on ministry and outreach opportunities, discover new gifts and talents, and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. This week on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Brother Copeland is teaching us about all manner of prayer. And today he taught us that love is the motive of prayer. Love is the reason why we pray and how we pray. The Bible reveals God is love, and whoever abides in love, abide in God. And the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. To help you build a strong foundation of faith in your prayer life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to send you this free teaching, Words of Prayer, Words of Faith. Learn to fill your heart and mouth with faith-filled words that bring God's love into your situation. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." So it matters what you say and how you pray. It's important to know how to speak God's word and operate in His authority. It will equip you and your family to live in faith and victory. Words of Prayer, Words of Faith is available free for a limited time, so request yours today on kcm.org. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries Prayer Line. We have licensed prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God. They will pray the Word in faith and agree with the Scriptures for your answer. We declare, no weapon formed against you shall prosper because the greater one lives inside of you. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.